This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election. Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell. Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health, now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Ready or not, it's time to rock the health world. Last day of June, heading into July shortly. Those of you witching and watching, wishing and washing, we are live on radio right now. Our Sunday broadcast is the first broadcast of our broadcast week, and we've got a lot of health, freedom, and healing liberty to go. Super Don making it sound good. John's on the board there. RobertScottBell.com for all the links to the stories we're going to cover, including a major league medical kidnap story. I don't like covering these stories because they hit me so in the gut and the heart. But Christine Dixon's going to join us talk about the story of her daughter, Kylie, and the fleeing from modern medical, chemotherapeutic, and radiational and surgical death induction. I'm just saying it like it is because when you
go... That was a mouthful.
Yeah, I know. I gotta say it. Listen, we know there's a place for modern medicine that's never been in dispute here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. That's not... I've never... No medicine ever! But the point is, if you're dealing with a disease like cancer, and you think that by poisoning the body, you're going to bring it back to health, I think it's delusional. It is. It's a fear-induced delusional madness. But even if you try it, I'm not gonna give you grief over it. I'm gonna give you the love and support you need, whatever method you decide. It's up to you. But what if you have a daughter with cancer and you find that even through surgical removal of the cancer, part or most of the liver, that you're not getting better? Do you sit there and watch your child die due to modern medicine's intervention? Not that they're trying to kill the... these are the questions. I'm just planting the seeds for next hour. And then you side like many of us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Not happening. We're not playing that game. We're going to do holistic detox therapies, cannabis, etc. And you find that it's working. And they say, no, you can't do that. Bring that kid back in for more surgery. Let's just remove her liver. This is the outrage. You can't pretend you're outraged when you hear this story. You will be. And the question is, you know, what kind of America do you want? The United States of drug America? A medical police state? Or do you want one in which you have the freedom to choose the kind of healing you want for yourself, your family, your kids? Do we live in a communist country? Collectivism over individualism? There are certain folks that want it to be that way, but when it comes to health and healing, I hope that they would come to their senses and say, you know what? You have the right to decide what method you want to heal with. And the government should have no part in that at all. Perhaps you could argue if there's a fraud or coercion, but all the fraud and coercion is coming from government right now and sanctioning the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. That's modern medicine, the medical monopoly. But right now, let's open with an oldie but a goodie. We haven't done this in a while. It's one of those places where, yeah, Robert was right again.
Yeah, well, I don't want to sound like a d***, but I told you so.
I told you so.
You know, it's just annoying how right I am. But no, it's not just me. A lot of people have recognized the revolving door between FDA and Big Pharma. Scott Gottlieb, former head of the FDA, his commissioner status, der Kommissar. He's left the FDA. Where did he go? Pfizer.
He wanted to spend time with family. That's not
yes,
what he
his
said.
His family's
He's
name is Pfizer.
FDA to spend time with family, yes.
His family's name is Pfizer. Yes, I want to join my family. Didn't he say that when he was leaving the FDA? I want to spend more time with family, just as Super Don acknowledged. Exactly. That's always the story. I'm leaving my government position where I have to work 4 days a week and I can come and go as I please because I want to spend more time with my family. And Scott Gottlieb's family, like Julie Gerberding's family from the CDC, moving on to Merck, head their vaccine division, Scott Gottlieb joins the board of Pfizer.
85 days later, that's how long it took him. 85 days.
You know, I'm sick of my real family. It took 2.5, almost 3 months. Let me go back to Big Pharma, right? This is classic case, folks. Do you understand when you are in a high position of regulatory authority in the United States, and this could be true probably for any centralized bureaucracy regulating agency, you're tasked with what? The Food and Drug Administration, the theory is you're supposed to protect the American people from dangerous food and drugs, food that's been adulterated. Drugs that are dangerous, right? And yet, the third leading cause of death, according to the peer-reviewed literature, this is published in major medical journals, including the Journal of the American Medical Association, the New England Journal of Medicine, and Lancet, just to name three out of the biggies. And you find that modern medicine and all of its trappings, especially that which is approved by the Fear of Death Administration, is the third leading cause of death. Now, you tell me how you would, if you were in charge, let's say you're president. Trump, are you listening? How could you justify funding that agency a penny, much less raising or maintaining whatever billion-dollar budget or budgets that they have? Because you know, of course, if you suck that bad for $1 billion a year, you're going to be awesome if we gave you $2 billion. Right? It's just a matter of Scott Gottlieb didn't have the money to make the corrections necessary to protect the American public from dangerous FDA-approved medicines. So, with that, he wanted to spend time with his family. Maybe he did for a couple of months. Now he's off to Pfizer. We're off to Pfizer land. What? He was... Folks... Is anybody still under the illusion that the FDA is here to protect you, that the government is here to protect you and help you, when in reality they're facilitating the poisoning of the population with monopoly medicine? And of course, because Gottlieb was a good guy to Big Pharma, and Pfizer in particular, are like, hey, Gottlieb, come on, join us. We'll throw you some cash, some bonuses, go to Hawaii, whatever. This is the way the game is played. FDA, conflicts of interest galore, embedded in their DNA. FDA's DNA, pharmaceutical blood money, toxicological damage to the people that are relying on FDA to say, hey, it's safe and it's effective. What does that even mean? In drugs, it means, well, safety, never mind that. Let's just kind of move on from that. We're the third leading cause of death. How about efficacy? Efficacy is a statistical significance, hopefully measured against the placebo, that says we are targeting a disease or a symptom or a series of symptoms for suppression. We're gonna reduce the intensity, duration, or eliminate completely the symptoms. Are we going to cure disease? No, we can't cure disease, although we say the only thing that can are drugs. And if you dare say it with a food or dietary supplement, we're coming after you because you haven't gone through the $500 million process to assess that your substance of creation can cure, prevent, mitigate, relieve any disease or disease process. Cherry juice? Don't say, despite the peer-reviewed literature that has assessed the concentration of that cherry juice, can reverse gout and arthritis symptoms or pain. Don't say it, because if you do, it's an unapproved new drug, not approved to be safe or effective for the claims that you link to the natural substance of creation. Cherries, cherry juice. Absurd example? No, it's just one of many. But the FDA was certainly in line with protecting the economic monopoly of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. And anybody at the higher levels of FDA that continues to promote that monopoly medicine, they're going to get rewarded when they leave. This is called the revolving door. between federal bureaucracies and the industry or industries that they are deigned to regulate. In fact, what the FDA does is it protects the pharmaceutical industry from the people it harms. Yeah. No, I know you could sue them over drug claims and issues, but after they've made billions of dollars, they might pay out even sometimes hundreds of millions in fines or other things. But it's the price of doing business, no problem. Although with Monsanto, it might put Bayer out of business now that it's become acknowledged to cause the glyphosate cause cancer. So what do we do with vaccines? We eliminate liability for them completely so that you can't sue them, so that there's no cost to Big Pharma and there's no incentive whatsoever to make, if it's possible, I would argue it isn't, to make a safe vaccine. Weirdly enough, you could make it safer by making it less toxic, but that doesn't mean it's safe, even though the word safe is the root of safer. So there's a lot of strange stuff to talk about here. I know we're on our radio show, so I gotta move along, do some plain talk here. There's an article in the Cap Times by Dave Zwiffle. Is that what you do when you clean stuff? Use your Zwiffle? Because this guy's not cleaning anything with his plain talk.
Swiffer.
Swiffer. Oh, Swiffer, not a Zwiffle?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, Dave Swiffer, Zwiffle. All right. He says, preventing diseases should never be political. Of course, he's targeting us, the people who question the safety, much less the efficacy of vaccination, who may refuse to on religious grounds, philosophical or other grounds, and say, why is this a political issue? Well, how about asking your friends in the Democrat Party why they decided to mandate vaccination without exemption? Why did they decide to override religious freedom, philosophical freedom, and even limit medical options? Did they not use political means to get their mandates a reality and to remove all exemptions, most or all? How does this guy actually write this article with a straight quote-unquote face? He's swiffling the intelligence right out of his own body. How, it shouldn't be political. Of course, you say preventing disease shouldn't be political. Okay, I'll go with you there, but you are the ones who use the body politic to violate our fundamental freedoms to decide to prevent disease in a different way. And we're going to get into that different way a little later in the program because Paul Offit to the rescue, the vaccine P-R-O-F-I-T, the vaccine prophet, Paul Offit, is here to tell you why titer tests should not be relied upon in order to prevent or maybe decide that you don't need a vaccine. It's a cluster Pfizer. Let's just call it that for now. Warning to all college kids. What are you eating in the college cafeteria? And could it be a problem for your brain and nervous system? We're going to talk to the young folks. Yes, you millennials and post-millennials, you're on our minds next.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support. support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Y'all check it out at robertscottbell.com, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We launch our broadcast week right here on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication, to affiliates around the nation, around the world, in fact. And we're glad to be here with you. If you can't get enough, just come to robertscottbell.com. Sign up for email alerts. They're free. And occasionally we give stuff away, like CBD oil. And I'm in a CBD mood today. If you're watching on YouTube, I got my Plus CBD Oil hat on. I got my Join the Evolution t-shirt on. I'm just all in, and I've taken my CBD to get me ready for the show. Now, we want to talk about the millennials. I think they're into cannabis, aren't they, Super Don? Millennials? Do they do cannabis?
I think so. Yeah.
Back in the day, I did not indulge in it. I just say I was a nerd. I was like, I don't want to breathe anything into my lungs.
Nerd.
Right?
You were a nerd back in the day, huh?
I was a little bit of a mix. Let's say a mixed bag, because I was an athlete and a nerd, if you can do both. But I had to overcome a lot, and I was like, my lung issue, tissue stuff, I was like, yeah, I can't think of breathing anything in like that. But, you know, years later, now we find the cannabis plant and all of its trappings is the most powerful, amazing medicine for many things, including cancer. We'll talk about that next hour on the medical kidnap side of things. But in the cafeteriums, if you can call them that, sanitariums or cafeteriums, in universities, students are chowing down apparently on tuna. And they're unaware of mercury exposure risk. This is according to the Medical Express article. And if you want to see it, you can find the link at robertscottbell.com. A surprising number of students eating in university dining halls have been helping themselves to servings of tuna well beyond the amounts recommended to avoid consuming too much mercury, a toxic heavy metal. And it's funny, when you talk about eating mercury, it's a toxic heavy metal. If it's in a vaccine, oh no, it's just like you would normally get from eating it. What? That sounds like something Paul Offit would say, or has said. Researchers at UC Santa Cruz surveyed students outside of campus dining halls on their tuna consumption habits and their knowledge of mercury exposure risks, and also measured the mercury levels in their hair samples. and they found that hair mercury levels were closely correlated with how much tuna the students had eaten. And for some students, their hair mercury measurements were above what is considered the level of concern. Now, what they're missing in this article, and why are you laughing at that, Super D?
I'm just trying to figure out, what the heck are they eating so much tuna for? Is that like a college thing? It's like, I have tuna, like, I don't know, maybe like maybe once a, twice a month at the most.
It's like,
how much tuna are these guys eating?
Well, think about it. If you, maybe you're on the college budget plan and you're part of the meal plan, and they give you like you know, the salad bars, and you can grab tuna and throw it on
tuna.
There.
Okay.
And it's self-serve, right? So it's easy protein for them, but they're not thinking mercury. But also, you know, two things I want to bring up here. One, the hair analysis. Remember, we've talked about this with Dr. Bitar for many years. The non-excretors of those kids. Now, chances are they are excretors if they've made it to college through the childhood vaccination schedule that has happened since the 1990s, where that generation has become the most vaccinated generation in the history of planet Earth. And the ones that don't excrete well, you can test their hair. You won't find much mercury at all. You'll say, hey, there's no mercury issue here, except it's not coming out of their body. Those that they can detect it in their hair, it means that their body is sequestering it, largely in the GI tract or other, and sending it out. Through the tissues, through the body's tissues, including hair. So it's somewhat ignoring of the fact that the concern we should have about mercury are not necessarily those that are highly functioning college kids that are not on the autism spectrum, that they are excreting the mercury just fine. And by the way, the reason why it's not as big a concern for me to eat the tuna, although I'm not saying there's no concern, is that these tuna also, like all fish, have mercury, yes, but they also have selenium. It's a dietary source of high amounts of selenium relative to a lot of food sources. Selenium is the way that the body uses, the mineral it uses, to bind and ultimately remove mercury. Selenium. So clearly, they're either taking enough selenium, have enough selenium stores in their body, or they're just, like you said, they are adept at sequestering it within their GI tract. Now, that means they might have healthy microbiomes. They might also be eating strawberries with their tuna. Remember when we had the health ranger on a while back, some years ago, where he talked about the fibers, those little little tiny dots on a strawberry? They're connected to fibers. And those fibers, if you eat them with a mercury-laden food, they will bind the mercury right in the GI tract and carry it straight on out. So your body doesn't have to even hardly deal with it at all. So mercury, selenium, very important. Excretion of mercury via selenium-dependent pathways, the production of glutathione, metallothionein. And if you're not taking the right form of selenium, you're not getting the full benefit. Innate response selenium, you can get it at Jonathan with Jonathan. ChooseToBeHealthy.com. ChooseToBeHealthy.com, 866-424-1077. We got a lot more healing to go. We're going to go to the crazy prophet, P-R-O-F-I-T, Paul Offit, confusing you about vaccines and titer tests. Coming up after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It was an honor that you asked me to step over that line, and I was proud to step over the line. I thought you might do that. I wasn't sure, but I was ready to do it.
A tweet to meet, and now President Trump, the first American president to step foot in North Korea. He makes history after meeting for a third time with leader Kim Jong-un in the DMZ, demilitarized zone between North and South Korea. The two leaders shaking hands, and Kim taking the president up on his Twitter offer to say hello while he was in the region. The president inviting Kim to the United States.
I outlined the incredible prosperity that awaits North Korea when this whole thing gets settled. They've been talking about this for a long time, but that's a country with tremendous potential.
Then President Trump flies on Marine One to Osan Air Force Base and speaks to the troops before heading back to the U.S. You're listening to USA Radio News.
A recent article says that consumers need to evaluate the ingredients found in their toothpaste. Dental hygienist Linda Hirse.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Look for a toothpaste with a natural, gentle ingredient, like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
The report noted that toothpaste with baking soda shows promise in reducing plaque and may decrease gum bleeding when compared to toothpaste without it.
When you brush with Arm & Hammer toothpaste, you notice the baking soda difference. They have been clinically proven to remove up to 5 times more plaque and to reduce gum bleeding by as much as 60% when compared to a non-baking soda toothpaste. Throughout the day, as you eat and drink, stains attach to the tooth surface, actually embedding into the sticky bacterial plaque. The Arm & Hammer toothpaste with baking soda removes the stains and the plaque, even in the hard-to-reach areas. Baking soda also helps neutralize the harmful plaque acids that form in our mouth, keeping teeth and gums healthy.
For more, visit ahtoothpaste.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You want to check out upcoming events? Just go to robertscottbell.com. There's a tab. It says upcoming events. Just click on it. Also, V Science Bikes. Those of you in my radio audience may not know about this, but my good friend Dr. Sherry Chenpenny has been investigating the peer-reviewed medical literature for now decades. Probably more than any other physician on the planet, it's arguable that she's read more than any other on the issue of vaccines. And we're doing every 2 weeks what we call V-Science Bites. We're doing deep dives into the medical literature, but snippets, if you will, going in and picking out some of the medical literature, showing issues with safety or efficacy of any and all of the vaccines on the schedule. And when they yell at us, oh, you're anti-science, we'll go, okay, we're stepping right out of the way and take you right to the medical literature. You go take on those medical journals because that's where we're getting all our information from. So we have a very special segment now, and you can go to V Science Bites on Robert Scott Bell website, and you can watch and you can actually download PDF documents. Whether you're pro-vaccine, anti-vaccine, or agnostic on vaccines, it behooves you, yes, I said that, to learn about the science as it is published, to get beyond politics, right? Shouldn't be political. Let's look into the scientific literature. So we're doing that, too. That's a bonus of the things you get on the Robert Scott Bell Show, five additional days a week beyond our appearance here on GCN on radio. So we talk about Gottlieb's revolving door to FDA, to Pfizer. Talk about preventing disease shouldn't be political, but obviously it's become a political hot potato, the vaccine issue. So let's go into some other options here. One of those options is to say, hey, why can't we just get a titer test? A test of the blood to say, hey, are there any circulating antibodies? Do you have evidence for already having antibodies for a given infectious agent? Okay, whether because viral, bacterial, or fungal. I think that's a reasonable question to ask. And apparently a lot of people are asking it. Right, should I get a third shot of MMR? Do I really need a third one? Well, let's just see. Let's do a titer test, see if there's any antibodies. So here comes Paul Offit to the vaccine rescue, because obviously it's being used by those folks who eschew vaccines and get the actual infection, like my kids did. Measles, chickenpox. Oh my gosh, how horrible, Robert. What have you done to your kids? I provided for them that which our ancestors were provided for, with actual acquisition of these infections that help developmental milestones occur, including liver function, immune function, so that they're less likely to have any chronic disease, much less autoimmune diseases, and even cancer. And that's in the peer-reviewed literature, too. Oh, my gosh! So we talk about titer tests, and they're freaking out. It's like, oh, man, people might be onto us, and they might actually show evidence of antibodies. How do we confuse them so they think that it doesn't even matter? They should just get the vaccine anyway. Paul Offit to the rescue. Paul Offit to the rescue. Answer, can blood tests replace a vaccine dose? And I will tell you right now, we're going to go through a series of audio clips, six of them with Offit, if I can stomach them, about them. And this goes into the one or two doses of a vaccine versus going for the full round. Talking about titer tests, this is Paul Offit.
One thing that parents worry about or wonder about is, do I really need a vaccine if I've already had one or two doses? Do I really need to finish out the schedule, for example? Or maybe I've already been exposed to a virus or bacteria, so I don't really need to even get vaccines at all. And so instead, how about if I just have my blood tested to see whether or not I have a protective immune response already against that particular virus or bacteria? It's not as easily done as you would think.
Okay, so he sets the stage of confusion here. Because you pose the reasonable question. If the holy grail of vaccinology is to elicit artificially an antibody response to claim that you're now protected for a given disease, why wouldn't analyzing your blood for titers to opt out or to say, you know what, I don't need the vaccine, be sufficient? And now they're all struggling with it, so again, they bring out the spokesperson for vaccines, Offit, who's kind of gone on and off the radar for a while. And obviously, I'm not a big fan of his, but we'll talk about not only antibody presence, but quantitatively. The number, the quantity of antibodies, does it matter? Is it clear or is it less clear? How confusing are you going to attempt to make us, Paul Offit? Let's find out.
So, for example, for some pathogens, like the bacterium Haemophilus influenzae type B or the virus hepatitis B, if you have a certain quantity of antibodies in your blood, you can virtually be guaranteed that you will not get that disease if you're exposed to that bacteria or virus. For those two, it's clear.
So, quantitatively, he says, if you have enough, now what that number is, just like herd immunity, what that percentage is, it'll change depending on the whims or what we need to tell you. But they say, okay, with two, we're going to give you that quantitatively, if you have a lot of antibodies, you're virtually guaranteed not to get whatever ailment or disease. This Haemophilus influenza B or Hep B, he says. But it doesn't end there, because we got to get into the, what if there aren't any antibodies? Is it possible that you could still be protected? Let's check in with Offit here.
For some, it's less clear. So, for example, if you have antibodies directed against measles virus that are of a certain titer, you can be pretty much assured that you are not going to get measles then if you're exposed to the natural or wild-type virus. However, there was an outbreak of measles in the late 1980s, early 1990s that swept through the United States. It caused more than 50,000 hospitalizations and caused about 120 children mostly to die from measles.
120 children mostly to die. What does that mean, mostly to die? It's the language I have questions about and how he's doing that. So he says another case of reinforcing the number of antibodies quantitatively, that you're not going to get it. But let me bring up this example where we had a huge outbreak among vaccinated people, and we still had an outbreak. Is anybody going, at this point, are you getting there? Are you getting the picture of what is being communicated here? Because we're not even through. We're not even through. What if you get vaccinated and you don't have any antibodies? What then? Because that's happening. The gold standard, the holy grail of vaccinology. They give you the shot. One's not enough. Two's not enough. Let's give you a third one. Still no antibodies. But it's okay. Paul Offit will tell you why.
When people looked back at that outbreak, you found that there were many people who had been vaccinated, but who didn't have antibodies against measles, who were still protected. And the reason they were protected is they had something called memory cells, memory immunological cells, like B and T cells, which then, when they were exposed to the virus, became activated, differentiated, made antibodies, which then protected them. So even though they didn't have circulating antibodies in their bloodstream, they still had these memory cells in their immune system that could then respond when they were exposed.
Dude.
So if you looked at those people and saw that they didn't have antibodies, you would have falsely concluded they weren't protected when they were.
So his argument is that it doesn't matter that you develop antibodies from the vaccine. You have memory cells. And you know what's great about this, folks? He basically made the argument for homeoprophylaxis, what we homeopaths have been saying for generations. Paul Offit is now a proponent of homeopathy. I just realized this is the greatest thing. I should take back every nasty thing I've said about Paul Offit. Because we've been saying antibodies are not sufficient nor required to develop immunity. That you can sensitize these memory cells without harming, potentially killing, as vaccines can and do. Speaking of doo-doo, we'll talk about athlete doo-doo in the next segment. Yeah, I know, you can't get enough of those stories. So where does Paul Offit go next? Because obviously he's not going to mention homeopathy and homeoprophylaxis. Antibodies, but no protection. What are we going to talk about? Mucosal stuff? Are we going to go into the mucosal layers of receptivity that we talk about from time to time here? And, of course, epigenetics plays a role there. Dr. Bruce Lipton talks about those receptors. What is Offit going to do now?
Sometimes you can have antibodies in your bloodstream and not be protected. So, for example, rotavirus or pertussis bacteria affect really just the mucosal surfaces. So rotaviruses just infect the lining of the small intestine. Pertussis or whooping cough infects the sort of the lining of the trachea, the windpipe, and the lungs. But it doesn't really, that virus and the bacteria don't really spread into the bloodstream and cause a systemic infection. They're so-called mucosal infections. So when you look at immunity in the bloodstream, that doesn't necessarily predict whether or not there's going to be adequate immunity at that mucosal surface.
So he's arguing for the failure of vaccinations because they don't elicit the mucosal protection in a couple of specifics. And, of course, with his rotavirus.
So why is there a pertussis vaccine then?
Right. Well, no, that's a good point, Super Don. That's what
I'm
saying.
If it doesn't matter, if it doesn't get in the bloodstream, then what,
he walked right into our trap. Huh? We've been setting this trap for decades on this show. 20 years in, he finally came to the conclusion we have that it doesn't require antibodies.
If you get a pertussis vaccine, isn't that to elicit a response so that you've got antibodies in your bloodstream?
Correct.
But he's saying if you have antibodies in your bloodstream, it doesn't matter because whooping cough doesn't get into the bloodstream. It's the
mucosal
in the surface.
Lungs. Yeah. Dude, he's backpedaling on the holy grail of vaccination because he's been caught dead to rights as the entire vaccine religion has. As more people investigate the actual scientific literature and actual immunology, not junk immunology like Paul Offit had done prior to his admissions here, they have to get ahead of the story. How do we capture what everybody's trying to, they're finally figuring out, we're caught, we're dead to rights, and it's like, we've got to now embrace that and go, it doesn't matter. Because now there are memory cells, even if you don't have an antibody. Of course, the conclusion will likely be, arguing against titers, that even if you detected titers, you should still get vaccinated. Want to bet? Want to put money on this? Listen to Paul Offit's conclusion here, as he's finally admitted that homeoprophylaxis is the way to go.
The point being that titers are difficult, that they're not a cure-all, they're not a perfect predictor, and so I think your best way of knowing that you're protected is to get the vaccines that are recommended at the time that they're recommended.
Even if there's no antibody development. You see what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. Are you talking about the vaccines like the flu vaccine that they just determined was a failure last year?
Right.
And only had a 29% effectivity? That vaccine?
Yes, and remember, efficacy is not whether you got sick or didn't get sick. It's whether they elicited an antibody. So now they're having to backpedal because they're not even producing antibodies, saying, hey, it doesn't matter, get it anyway, because of these memory cells or this mucosal immunity thing that it's not even addressed by the vaccine. Folks, this is a bellwether day on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Paul Offit has finally seen the light. He's on our side, except for his conclusion. We need more vaccines? No, you don't need any. Just saying, their abject admission of failure. Thank you, Paul Offit, for doing us all a favor and acknowledging the failure of your vaccine religion. Doesn't mean you're screwed and you're hosed. We've got other options, including the microbiome, good clean water, food, sanitation, sewage hygiene, and homeoprophylaxis for those memory cells. Thank you very much.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management.
Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
As we go deeper and deeper into the microbiome, the things we're learning, it's extraordinary. Extraordinary it is. In fact, we talk about immune function, neurotransmitter production, endocrine compounds, hormones, so much of what we perceive of the world and how our body reacts to it, it goes through our gut. It's there in the seat of our immune system, the microbiome. And they continue to say, hey, you know what? I wonder if we could do this, this, or this, or this. You know, the big thing for medicine now are fecal transplants. Fecal transplants. They're also, well, I've called them rectal installations. Super Don kind of likes that terminology. It sounds a little technical. But I guess doctors who do fecal transplants are now rectal installers of some kind. But I'm not encouraging you with this next story to follow elite athletes into the bathroom just to get something that could benefit your athletic prowess. But they're sort of arguing that, which leads to this.
Poop in my fingernails, poop in my fingernails, poop in my fingernails. When the toilet paper breaks, there's nothing left standing in between.
I'm sorry.
And your fingernails, and you're never truly gonna get it completely clean. Poop in my fingernails, poop in my fingernails, poop in my fingernails.
No, no, don't cheer that.
I hate it when that happens.
Kids, no, wash your hands, please. I'm sorry, I apologize in, well, retrospect. But honestly, what other theme could we have with the poo of athletes, elite athletes, providing an ingredient to improve your physical performance? Are they now not arguing to go to Usain Bolt's microbiome, take it out, and then put it into you? Honestly, where are they going with this? There's an article here. I'm not making this up. This is on CNN, so it's got to be true. Great athletes not only have heart, they have guts. Special guts. Boston Marathon runners, Olympic athletes, they have higher than usual amounts of Veillonella bacteria in their digestive tract following races, a new study finds. So apparently somebody did follow him into the toilet after the race and say, hey, look what you got. And guess what? When mice consumed this particular bacteria, their treadmill runs were better than ever. Better than those mice who had not consumed that poop bacteria. I'm sorry. It's just where it's going. So is the new doping scandal going to be athletes selling their poo? I mean, if they don't have an endorsement deal, how are they going to pay for those sneakers? You know, black market for brown goo, poo. This is gross. Super, I'm sorry. I don't know how to take this and be above board scientific about it. I know, because there is real science going on here, but it's just so absurd.
No, there's an X-Lax joke in there somewhere.
Sure. But you don't have to work out.
No, in all seriousness, this is something that has evolved over a little bit of time here, because I remember when this story came out. No pun intended.
Yes.
They're actually looking at... Listen, we have covered on this show now for... It's probably been going on several years where science has suddenly started really taking seriously the importance of the gut.
Yes.
And how important it is, and how it's connected to virtually everything going on as far as your body and your health and stuff like that. And so now they're looking at, yes, that they've discovered that perhaps... What makes athletes so great is not their training, it's not their genetics, it's their poop, their gut, right? You know, it's this particular bacteria. I think they're making a huge mistake here. Like everything else, what does science always do? They try and narrow it down to like that one thing.
Yeah.
It's that one thing, right?
Yeah.
Not the collective, but the one thing. That is successful, that they want to try and synthesize and turn into a drug, that they can sell people. So I think they're barking up the wrong tree, or going down the wrong alley, I guess.
Barking up the wrong butthole.
Yes.
Professor Timothy Reed of Atlanta's Emory University said, we've known that this exists in higher abundance in the schools of athletes, but... You know, he's a little, skeptical of, like, that's just one bacteria, it's all you have. Finally, there's a little good skepticism on this. Just because you find a bacteria in somebody's gut, did it get there because it was transplanted from somebody else? Or their microbiome is different because they live differently, they eat differently, they train differently?
Could you
think that just putting it in, oh, look, I'm a marathon athlete now, I can run the marathon. No, honestly. Really? I guess we're always looking for shortcuts. I understand efficiency and efficiency in working out, but you're just going to have to work out. It's not going to be about fecal transplantation. Okay? Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. Medical kidnap story. It's going to get you. We need to talk about it next. Christine Dixon, Kylie Gale story. The power to heal is yours.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.